Welcome to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, where we teach you how to break free from restrictive diets, restore your metabolism, and build a body you love so you can look and feel your best as you age. All right, let's dive into this episode.
I'm Kitty Bloomfield, co-founder of New Strength and Saturate, creator of pro metabolic food supplements and seriously saturated skincare. And today I have one of our gorgeous clients from the States, Amanda. She's just turned 50. She has two boys. Do you work? You work still?
I do. So I am a lawyer, but I don't practice like I used to. I run a foundation. So I sit on a board and we give away money to charities that typically benefit children, but we also give to the arts and things like that. So they used to be my client when I practiced, but I joined their board and then I sort of retired from the practice of law. So I homeschool my children and give away money. So lived a lot of lives.
That's so cool. And so maybe just to start with, tell the listeners, like, what were you doing prior to joining the program? You know, diets you tried, issues you experienced with your health, weight gain, you know, just tell the story of before.
Well, sure. Like many of your clients and you have talked about, I've done it all. I think I've done it all. I did Weight Watchers, I think, in college when I went and ate. I had a vegetarian dining hall. So all we could eat was basically all I ate was spaghetti and cereal and bagels. And so, you know, you pack on the weight. And like one summer, I had not really seen the backside of myself. And I think it was a dressing room. And it was like, oh my gosh, what has happened? My pants are, they're barely making it up, you know? So I know I did. I started with Weight Watchers and then I was pretty kind of I had dieting and food in its proper place for many years. So I went through law school and I was fine. And then I started working and again, I joined Weight Watchers, although I didn't really need to. I can't believe they let me in now that I look back on it. But then, you know, I did paleo, I did Whole30, I did veganism for 2 years. I did keto, which was the worst. I'll say that is the star for the worst. And it really kind of set me. Then I'm like, I'm into body positivity. And I told my husband, I'm like, look, I'm going to get fat and I'm just going to have to love me because I just can't do this anymore. So I did get over that, you know, but I've always been I was a dancer since I was 4 years old. And so, you know, you carry, especially in that kind of field, you always have a really a real sense of your body and especially thinness. And so I've always had that. And but I've done, you know, bar, I've done Pilates, I've done weight training. But at this point, I'll say that it was maybe 2023 is when I decided, because everyone was doing it, that I needed to get my hormones tested. And so I found this guy, he's a doctor, but in, at least in the United States, it's not something that people train for in medical school from what I see. And you could have a doctor who, you know, was a podiatrist and then suddenly they just open up a shop and say, I treat hormones and, you know, they don't take insurance. And so, they don't usually have malpractice insurance. So you don't really know what you're getting. But anyway, I went to this doctor and, you know, did the blood work, did the urine tests and all that. And I had low thyroid from the results of the test. And by the way, I have half a thyroid because I had nodules on my thyroid in my early 20s and they just cut half of my thyroid out. Looking back at that, I'm like, I wish I had not had such a trust that, you know, for the mainstream medical field, but that we all just like, well, that's what you just do because we weren't sure if they were, you know, carcinogenic or whatever. But anyway, so I had that and then he put me on a very low oral progesterone supplement and testosterone pellets, you know, where they're surgically implanted in your butt. so I did that and I was like, okay, well, this is, I, you know, I always wonder about my thyroid because I only have half a thyroid and sitting here today, I know that they tested it through the years, but they probably weren't doing anything comprehensive. So anyway, I'm doing that. I know nothing, but I go ahead and I get on the thyroid supplement, which is Armour Thyroid. I take the Promethrium. None of this changes. Like, I have no, there's no improve. There's no, I didn't have, like, you know, what I hear is are menopausal symptoms. I never had a hot flash. I always kind of wanted one because I'm freezing all the time, which now I know was related to my thyroid. But it really set me on a search to figure out what was going on and to address the thyroid, because I didn't like the idea of depending on medication and things like that forever. Now I thought, oh, we just all have to have, you know, progesterone forever, and you know, we'll just see how this goes. So that led me to the metabolic, you know, sphere of eating and repeat. And then I found Mark, I'm sorry, what is his name? Oh my gosh, Dan Markham.
Yeah, I love Dan.
And
Us.
yeah, I read his
Yeah.
stuff, and
Shared
then
one of
I
his things
did a,
today actually on progestins. Yeah, he's so
oh, I saw
knowledgeable.
that today.
Yeah.
He is such a brilliant writer.
He's brilliant.
And you know, it was so mysterious. So I looked him up
Yeah.
to, and I listened to your interview. And so I wasn't looking at the, you know, it was like on YouTube, and I'm just doing other things. And then I look, and I'm like, who is that little kid with that deep voice? And that was yours. I was like, you look so small in that video. Like, you just look tiny. I thought, a little kid sounds like that.
I'm like, do
So anyway, then
think
I
I
get
look
your name.
tiny? Don't I look big and jacked and muscular? What are you saying, woman?
You do, but back then you might have just been
I'm only kidding. I'm
light.
kidding. I'm kidding.
You were. I'm like, well, that's a
The old
woman.
me would have been stoked that you were telling me, oh, you look so tiny and swollen.
Oh, I know. You barely existed.
I'm kidding.
So
Keep
then I
going.
look you up. I look you up and I see your Instagram, and I'm looking through your pictures, and you have this post that says, it's got a picture of a food scale, and it says, this, you know, is this a scale? And you said, yeah, I used to use it to weigh drugs, and now I use it for sourdough. So I was like, oh my gosh, I love this woman. And I almost reposted it, but I realized I had a friend who literally did do drugs, and now she has a sourdough business. So I thought, I don't want to do that just because she might think I'm attacking her. So I started following you, and at this point, I'm trying to eat what I believe is like the repeat diet. I know there isn't one, but I'm adding things that I had, you know, never allowed myself to really have. So before that, even maybe a year before that, I was a real body the bro diet, like a lot of protein powder, a lot of artificial stuff. You know, if it's sugar free, like pudding, just gross stuff where you're trying to fake a dessert and only a person who's starving would like it. You know, it's like, it's not a good cookie. You
I feel
think it
this.
is because
Remember
you're starving.
that airplane jelly? Fuck, I used to eat so much of that shit, that diet jelly. Oh, God.
Yes.
And those
Yes. You're like,
Konjac
no
noodles.
calories.
Remember those noodles, those like fiber noodles that were like zero carb? I used to eat, and I'd get the shits then because what I'd do is I'd mix heaps of them up with green veggies and put soy sauce and salt on them, and then I'd have my protein on the side. But then I'd eat so much of them that I'd get like the shits.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what is the grossest thing you've ever eaten in the name of thinness? And mine was that, is that noodle? It's called a miracle noodle.
Yeah, the Konjac, that's what they call them in Australia. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so funny.
I mean, I think that was the worst. It's like when you open the bag, it's like bait, like fish bait just flew
Yeah,
out,
like
and
squid.
you have to hide it with whatever you're trying to eat. If you're putting broccoli on it, that's not going to help.
No.
So that's my number one. That was like my low point, my rock bottom when I was eating that. Maybe that or cauliflower in oatmeal to try to bulk it up.
Remember,
So it's
hey,
like, oh,
remember
I could
you
have
lost?
20 grams of oatmeal and put
Oh, fuck. I know.
cauliflower farts
You
in
just
there.
try to
So
find the
anyway.
high fiber filling foods. You remember when Kate Moss was like, nothing tastes better than skinny feels? I used to say that to myself.
Yeah, I did too. And it was like, light is, wait, white is light, green is lean. I can't remember. There's some other stupid saying. And I'm not sure it was like fish and chicken and green. And yeah, so that's my body image. That's who that's like the role model for body image, you know, of my generation is Kate Moss, Claudia Schiffer with the big boobs and her skinny body. You know, I'm like, who's, this is what we got. You know, we didn't have body positivity back then.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this, I sat in a movie theater, and my body goal became Sarah Connor in the Terminator 2. I'm watching it in high school. I'm like, how can a woman look like that? Like, I never knew a woman that looked like that. And I wanted to look like that. So anyway, I don't know where I've gone, but here back to this metabolic eating. I'm eating ice cream, and we've seen the Häagen-Dazs, which is like 1,200 calories a pint. Not that I'm finishing it, but I'm just eating things that are very high calorie, and because now it's a health food, right? Like, oh, this is good for me. So my pants are getting tight, and you know, I'm like, I'm really pursuing health, but I needed help. So I find you. And I'm like, okay, this is the perfect combination. She is jacked. Her focus is weight training. She likes ice cream and she's funny. So that's what I joined your program.
I love that you love that thing about the. I remember that post actually about the scales because I'm like, it's actually fucking true.
I know. I mean, I didn't do drugs, but I was a party girl. Like,
Oh man, I just make me cringe. I think about like those night like party. Oh my God. And now, yeah, you're right. I have weight, use the scales to weigh sourdough. It's true. It's so true. But that's funny. Oh, good. That's a great, what a great story. And so how long you've been in the group coaching now for how long?
almost a year.
Almost a year. Wow. The royalty you've risk done any year. You look incredible. Like Craig and I were looking at the photos, like, oh my God. And your ass and like your shoulders. Like you got the body and you did it in 12 months. It's incredible. So right, let's talk about what are the body composition changes you've seen in terms of weight loss, fat loss, muscle gain, and then talk about any sort of health benefits or other benefits that you've seen from being in the program.
Sure. So I have not tried to lose weight. I'll say this during this period. So I don't know if you've ever, I'm sure you've experienced this with your clients and maybe you've done been this way yourself, but like I'd done so much weight loss that has been my objective so long that I just couldn't even stand it. And then there was like this part of rebel in me that's like, I'm not going to do it. I don't even care. And but because my focus was health. Now I did lose weight, but I didn't try. And it was, you know, I was eating more. I tracked calories for 15 years. I've used MyFitnessPal, you know, since 2010. I can make a big dough ball and grab it with my fist and measure out 70 grams to make a bagel. Like that's my superpower. Like I want to impress people that I'm like, I just divided this in half just with my hands, and it's exactly the same weight. So I was kind of rebelling against doing all that. But I did always have in my mind, okay, 30 grams protein at lunch. You know, I always did that. So sometimes at night I would indulge a little bit. So I always went, if even if I try to track, I would go over. So but if I look at those photos and I look at like in January, and mostly those are like the pictures are from January. That's 5.5 months. I had like back fat. And like I don't have any back fat, and it wasn't intentional. Now I think I would do that now that I've kind of built up a trust in the whole process. I could do that. I feel like I'm in a mental state to do that. To do if I want to do a weight loss phase, I could do it. Like my head is more in it and not so like
You don't need to though.
toddler.
You don't
I
need
don't. I
to.
don't. But I'm saying
You look, you're
if I
like,
built,
yeah. Sorry, you go.
if I. If I decided to,
Because I'm looking at your stats now in the app, and you are 125 pounds at 19.5% body fat. So you're amazing.
yeah,
Yeah.
thank you. I don't want to do it, but let's say I decided to put on a surplus and
Yeah.
really build as hard as I could. I just feel like that, you know, if I really want to do that and maybe put on a little body fat, that I would be okay to do a cut at some point. So,
I'm just going to cut in here and just tell you too, like when I'm looking at the app, when you started doing all the check-ins, you were 28% body fat, so you've lost 8.5% body fat.
hey, that's pretty good for not trying.
That's what I mean. I'm like, it's incredible.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the food I think is big, and I swear by this two set training. Like I didn't believe it. And then even though Craig's like, here's the science and evidence. Here's a document that you won't understand, but okay, I'll try it. And my son does it with me. And so he was all about it because that sounds way better. And we also, I'll say we pushed each other, which is very, I think if women in your programs or who are thinking about it could have a buddy, I really do, either have a trainer or someone who, like my son, we spot each other to make it harder, not to make it easier. And that's been another thing where we would come in, like I'd weight train for years, and you'd only progress very slow, tiny increments, or you just add reps, or you just fail on the positive or negative. But it was like, oh my gosh, why are we so strong? There was rest that I never took before. It was, I do 6 days a week, and it was like such a waste of time when you look back at it. So, and eating filling foods where you're not eating air food all day is what I used to call it. It was like I ate air food for every meal until, like just cottage cheese or just a rice cake with fake cheese, that Swiss stuff that's in that triangle packet. So you never felt satisfied. So then at the end of the day, like, what people do is they just kind of compensate by pigging out on all the stuff that they've restricted. And so, I mean, I just feel like if you have satisfying food that is really good that you actually want to eat, you're full, and it's also nourishing to your body, and you can build muscle that way instead of like the 1200 calories that my fitness pal says I should be eating, with my height and whatever. I think they start that with about everybody, but yeah, it's, I was surprised when Craig says, do you have any photos? I was like, oh no, I don't have any photos. I'm not photo ready. And then you're like, can you put on a bikini too? I'm like, oh darn. So anyway, I was surprised, but because it's been easy, I guess maybe you've made it easy and it doesn't feel like so such a struggle.
Sister, I agree with you. I agree. Our system is fucking awesome. It is easy if you just follow it.
Is.
Eat the food and get like, so it sounds like you've seen some really good strength increases too in the gym.
Yes, definitely. And that I'd never done before. It was like major. Like, how when it's too big of a jump, you're like, you must not have tried the first time.
Yeah.
But we would have made major jumps. So
Yeah.
I know that system is great. More is not more.
No, it's not. I totally agree. And so, sorry, I just want to jump back. Like there hasn't been a huge shift in your weight either. You started at 132 pounds and now you're at 125 pounds. So it's only 7 pounds difference, but 8.5% body fat. So you've put on a decent amount of muscle, which is incredible. Like it just shows that it's like you've been lifting for years. But you had so much runway with the lifting. And I feel that's like with so many, because we get such a variety of women in our program, ones who've never lifted, ones who are like you and me. Like I'd done all the cardio and then I started lifting, but I wasn't really lifting. Like, don't you agree? Like, when you come into our program, you're like, cut back all the fucking junk volume, learn how to lift with the right technique, push that shit to failure for 2 sets, eat the food. And like Craig really taught me, like, this is how you really get strong. And I feel that women don't understand what they're truly capable of. Like, they don't believe that they can hit these numbers. I'm like, you can with the right coach, and you're perfect proof of it. Like, you've.
At this age, you're if you read the internet, you're supposed to like lose muscle and not be able to do it, all these lies really that are out there. And I think women need to know what failure looks like. I think we don't. I didn't for a long time. It was like, that's hard now, I'm done. Or 9, 10, done. Where you're not really challenging your body to change at all. And so, but I did Pure Barre, I did those Pilates, spent so much money, by the way. Those like a Pilates class, and I had great instructors. But your body's, I would look around, I think no one's body has changed in here since I've been here. Now, I can see it as a good supplement, but that's what people are doing as their primary physical training, and they never see a change. At least I did. I didn't looking around, So those are. I said that when I thought, am I too muscular? Because, I'm getting all these comments. And I'm like, well, should I go back to Pilates and like just make it a fashion show and wear nice leotards and be tiny?
You look incredible, I think.
Well, thank
Yeah,
you.
you look muscular but feminine. Like you look athletic. like an athlete, you know?
That's the goal. I mean, that's my, yeah, that's like where you far succeeded Sarah Connor. She's like, if you pulled that picture up again, you'd be like, what a twig. You know, it wouldn't be the same. So you put her to shame.
Oh, thanks very much, Amanda. Thanks very much. Yeah, I just love lifting heavy things, you know. It's really fun. And
It's great.
what about the food? How did it fit in with the family?
Well, I have very picky eaters anyway. So let me just give you your listeners who have small children or plan to, do not be a short order cook. So I have sort of like catered to the wine, but it's not that they don't like it. I've just kind of done my own thing and then fed them what they like. But my husband eats everything. So, you know, this year we bought a half of a cow. So there's a farm like 15 minutes and they have grass-fed small family farm. And I ordered, they call it the half cow, I guess. And they said, well, your cow's ready. There's 426 pounds of beef. So I'm like, well, we're having beef. So your build a plate like that I don't know, it's been out for a few months is awesome. So I make meatballs of some variety like every week, but you
Love to
can
hear
because you've
it.
got like a Greek, that Greek dish that you know, with the tzatziki
Oh,
and
how good is tzatziki? Oh
cucumbers and
my God.
so good. And then you can put Italian and then your last night we did
Mediterranean?
the,
Yes.
yeah, the mints, the
Lebanese?
Mexican stuff. And so my husband, you know, he loves it and we're eating better. There's, you know, I'm not giving him some weird zucchini instead of noodle watery thing I used to make. Like, here's a casserole. There's 2 tons of water in it because I thought these noodles needed to be made of zucchini. So he does enjoy it. And, you know, it really is. You talk about your grand, like, this is what your grandmother ate. And, you know, mine ate cigarettes and coffee. So I'm like, I didn't have that. But my husband's mom did, like, or his grandmother. And so they lived on a farm. And, but all of it's like, we're like kind of designed to crave all that stuff anyway, like sugar and salt and, you know, having a dessert and making it a treat. Like, we make it a treat so it's, you know, doesn't become this weird thing. So the food has been great and it's just kind of like, wow, this is all the things that when you were a child you loved, you know, and you've been told all these basic lies that those things aren't good.
I hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. I just want to jump in quickly and talk a little bit more about our 28-day Rebuild Your Metabolism Challenge. So if you're new here or you've been following me for a while and you've heard me talk about the RYM method, but you haven't jumped in, the 28-day challenge is the perfect way to kickstart your transformation and experience what the RYM method is all about. In 28 days, you're going to learn how to nourish your body, build muscle and strength, lose stubborn body fat, and restore your metabolism using sustainable strategies, all tailored for women over 40. The challenge is designed to show you that real results don't come from deprivation or cutting carbs or fasting or doing endless hours of cardio and HIIT classes. They actually come from fueling your body with pro-metabolic foods, carbohydrates, and building muscle through effective strength training, and then creating sustainable habits that actually work. You're going to learn how to eat more, eat carbs, train smarter, and feel amazing while seeing real progress in 28 days. So, if you've been searching for a program that actually works, this is your chance to see how incredible you can feel when you fuel your body and train with intention. So once you sign up, you're going to be invited to the 28-day community platform, which also has the course materials and instructions on how to get set up with our app. So every day, Craig and I spend time answering questions in the community, and we help coach you through the entire process of what to eat, how much to eat, and how to exercise to restore your metabolism, build muscle, and lose body fat sustainably, all while using the new Strength Tracker app to track your progress, your training, and your nutrition. You can jump on our weekly live coaching calls to ask questions and get personalized coaching, or just reach out in the community at any time and ask questions. The calls are recorded and saved to the course materials. So if you can't make it live, don't worry, you can always watch the replays and you get lifetime access to the course materials. We're going to teach you how to set realistic body composition goals, not just weight loss goals, how to set macronutrient targets specific to your goals, and build your own pro-metabolic meal plans. We also have recipe books, meal plan examples, and food lists.
We're going to help you customize a training program that fits how many days a week you can train, how long you can train for, what equipment you have access to, and any injuries. And don't worry, we cover everyone. So whether you have zero experience training, you've never set foot in a gym, to you're an advanced lifter that may be potentially not seeing the results that you want. So I'm going to pop a link in the show notes with all the details, and let's get back to the podcast.
Fake sugars. I just remember when I was a kid, my mother was very skinny, and so she never dieted. So I never saw that. And she drank Coke, like that was her thing. She had Coke and peanuts all the time. But my friends' moms were drinking this drink called Tab. I don't know if you've ever seen that, but it was in a pink can and it was diet. And it looked so good to me. I was like, wow, I bet that is so good. They're all drinking it. Like, it's got to be delicious. And I remember, and it was like aspartame or whatever. I was like, oh, how could anyone drink this? And so, like, then that's now when you grow, like, somehow we've replaced all the things that are tasty with all this garbage, like milk and, soy milk or whatever. So it's just been a relief to enjoy the things that you feel like we just are naturally gravitate to, and your cooking is great. I don't know, were you a chef at some point? Because how did you learn how to cook and make,
So,
unless
no,
you have a
Greg always
ghost
tells me,
chef?
but I feel like my food is so basic. I'm like, this is just such basic, easy food, like nothing complex.
It's
Yeah.
not complicated
Yeah.
to make, but the flavors are great.
Not like big flavors, but easy to make. That's what, like, maybe my mum always used to make like really simple, lots of garlic. She used to love garlic, you know, fucking love garlic. Well, thanks very much, though. That's really nice. Craig says that to me all
You're
the time.
good.
Craig's really easy to please. So I'm like, yeah, it's not as, he's a very simple, he likes simple foods, but thank you.
Right. I mean, he has that bodybuilding background. If you probably told him like a turd was good, he'd eat it. I mean, there's that thing where some
Well,
people can
no,
just.
it's more that he's lazy. He's lazy and it has to be simple. Like
Okay.
when I went back to Australia, he just basically, when my sister got cancer, he just basically ate the same thing, like grilled chicken with air fried potatoes, juice, you know. But now that I'm like with him, he'll have different things that I have. But I do the same thing as you. Like I just make up meatballs, I make up chicken. Sometimes I'll cook dishes, but like I just build different things out of them. It's just so easy. Actually, talk about your thyroid issues and what's happened there.
Oh, I will. Yeah. So I've had two big things to me fit health wise. So I, midway through your program, I decided I was going to, stop seeing this physician. I, terminated, said I'm not going to be making any more appointments. So of course he cut me off of the thyroid and everything else. But so I had no medication, and in the US, you can't even, I'm sure it's the same many other places, but that particular prescription was $1,000 without like a doctor's script. So I'm like, well, let's just see how it goes. I never felt bad, except I was cold all the time. But so I just ate and took my temperature every morning. My temperature's now broken, or my thermometer's broken now, so I haven't done it in a while, but and tried to just monitor my thyroid that way and see what happens. So that was like last late summer. And then December came around and there was a Black Friday sale for this thyroid company where they do the testing and then you can just pay a fee and get a doctor who would prescribe something, maybe non-conventional. And so I did the blood work, paid the fee, I got the Black Friday deal. And then my blood work came back and it was all normal. And they didn't even ask me, but they said, we're returning your money. So they gave me my fee back and I didn't even ask. It was like, you don't even belong here. So that worked out. And then I had my breast exam where I used to have dense category D breast tissue. And I have been eating no soy or any kind of, you can't help it if you go out to restaurants, but if I'm at home, I'm not eating soy, I'm not eating PUFA, I'm not eating high phytoestrogenic food. And so I'm also using Onus. I heard your interview with Kitty. I wouldn't have found that otherwise, because if you look at the internet, it says, oh, you cannot use any topical progesterone. It doesn't even work, so I listened to that, ordered that, slide it, here and there, my breasts, my inner arms, whatever. And I had my exam, and I no longer am characterized as having dense breast tissue. So that's huge. And and it says your the health risks are, or you don't have any elevated health risk. Where I looked at the last one, and it said you needed to have an MRI, or because this is not a scan is not good enough. So those are huge.
That's fucking incredible.
So I
Just because you would have been
is.
so estrogen dominant. And it's like the
Yeah.
fibrotic breast tissue. I see that all the time with women in our program and through the obviously the diet and the lifestyle changes and then using the progesterone as well. How bloody brilliant. Amazing.
It was awesome. And so, your program and everything I learned really freed me from, oh my gosh, I'm thinking now what I could be, what course I could be on, because when I would go to these appointments every week, every time I'd have more questions. At first, I didn't even know what to ask, and I would ask this doctor these questions, and he would not know the answer. And so, I'm like thankful that I never was put on estrogen or anything like that. But I he may have done that at some point if I hadn't kind of been educated on it. So, very, I mean, I'm very grateful to you, your program, and that this information is out there.
You've done the work, you've shown up and you've done the work and trusted the process. It's incredible. And so if a woman, because these are some of the common objections that I get when women about thinking about joining the program, I don't have time.
I have got gained so much time. Let me just say, when you're in and out of the gym and 45 minutes or less with two people working out, and you're going 3 days a week. So that's what we found was best for us. Where I was exercising 7 days a week in some way. It was either lifting or cardio or whatever. So that's freed up my time. You're going to have to spend time making dinner. You're going to have to spend time taking care of yourself. It's just, do you want that time to matter? And your meal plans are, like we said, they're simple to make, but they're good. So you're not going to spend any more time cooking unless you're a person that eats out every meal, and then you have other issues you're going to have to deal with. But you've made it very easy. So I don't think time is, I've saved time, and I'm not, I've saved time, and I've saved a, I see the money that is saved. So like HRT, I'm sure you know that is not covered by insurance in most states. And these visits are, the first visit was like $1,500 just for the testing. And then when you see the guy, he, his time that gets billed. And then with me, I had this testosterone implant. So it's a surgical, paying for that, compounded pharmacies, which have huge costs. And so I just look like, wow, I'm not paying for bar classes that are hundreds of dollars a month, or Pilates, all this stuff. So there's a that's not I that's not a factor either. I mean, I don't pay for all that stuff that I was even just a year ago.
Incredible. And a lot of women, I think, they're afraid of failing. They're like, I've done so many other programs, I'm afraid that I'm going to fail at this one.
Well, I think all these others are, I'll say that this program is sane. And I use that word, it sounds very simple, but it is. So the ketos, all the failed things, they were designed to fail. They promised everything and they never deliver, right? So, restrictive, highly restrictive, highly stressful. I think again, keto, like that's my dark moment. How undoable it is, and of course, you're gonna. That is, you will never. That will never be a long-term solution to any either weight problem, and it certainly won't be one to a health problem. And most of those diets, and they are diet. Like, don't ever. Let's see. I don't trust four letter words that have the word die in them, right? So they are really meant to, a person does on their own, and they have to go all in and give up a lot of stuff. And so this particular plan, unlike, some of the things that maybe people have tried in the past, has support like no other program. So We think back Weight Watchers. Why does Weight Watchers succeed, or at least for a period, right? Because there's accountability. But the problem with Weight Watchers is it's about the scale, and the diet Jell-O is fine. So it's not really, the health is not the issue. So here, you have your food covered, you have meal plans written out for you, you have this app that has a community of women on it that are supporting each other. They're giving you even things that aren't in the meal plan. This is a recipe idea I've made, and this is delicious. And so you have the food totally covered, and it's satiating, and it's good, and there's no restriction. And then you have the training covered. This is like, you don't have to go follow Instagram fitness influencers and figure out a plan to go into the gym and do something really stupid, like balance on a BOSU and do the barbell curls. Why? That's what I see in my gym. So that you don't have to do that either. So not only do you have the plan, but you can track your progression, which is very important to know if you're improving. So that is sort of taken care of you. And then you also have an emotional support piece that you directed me to a lot, maybe last summer, when I had this kind of like scale fixation, because I had never hadn't weighed that much since I was like pregnant. And you were encouraging, and you had this piece like, well, go check out the module on the emotional component of weight loss, and there was that, and you have guests, and so I think the support is like no other. And also every basis is covered. And so I mean, I said I didn't even try to lose weight, and it happened because all the elements that are designed for success were there. Because weight loss and body composition about food and training and kind of having a mindset, and when you have people like cheering you on and people who are in your same boat that are kind, by the way, these all the women in your group are, at least I don't know if you weed people out or you kick them out if they're jerks or whatever, but you don't have that. It just seems like it's a very positive place for strangers at at first to get along. So, and then obviously your coaching calls, that's not something that is built into programs, except for maybe if you had a one-on-one, but it feels like that even in a group program. I mean, because you can get on a call at any time, listen to it later. But even being in America, there are several calls a week that I can get on easily. So,
So good. And I mean, I think I already know the answer to this question. Has it been worth the investment?
oh, absolutely. It's really pennies compared to what you would spend anyway, and then be in the same boat this year, next year that you are this year. And so, it's not just about weight loss. It really, there's a health focus. There is an empowerment. Ray Pete said, we have learned helplessness, and like that, to overcome that is huge. And so you can carry that in other places of your life, but definitely well worth what you guys put in is, to me, is incredible. I mean, so I get a personal message on from you on this, on the app. Craig chimes in on all these women have questions or what, and he personally answers them, and it's very impressive that I know you can't have a lot of time, but that you guys take the time to personally have a personal touch with everyone is incredible. So you're giving a lot of value. People are getting a lot of value for what you're giving. So
Yeah, well, we just wanted to create something like truly incredible and be able to like help more women and touch more women's lives. And we wanted to create a system that would enable us to scale what we have, but still give that personalized coaching. And we've managed to do it with like the app and the system is allowed us, and we have obviously really good systems. But we truly love what we do. And I feel like, especially when I do interviews like this with clients, which I do every week, because I'm like, this is life-changing shit. Like it truly, like when I met Emma and found Ray and Craig all those years ago, like changed the trajectory of my life. And I just, every woman needs to know this. Like, because It doesn't just like once you've improved your body composition, you feel good and happy, and you're sleeping and you're eating good food, you don't have this constant fucking chatter in your head. You can then go live
Yes.
your best life and you can chase your dreams and you can have the better relationship. And, you know, like it's just really, yeah, I don't know. And I just really like food. It's really
I
like
know.
food. I'm like, I just fucking love real food. I want to be able to be in good shape, lift heavy shit, and eat good food. Like it's simple.
I'm
Like,
with you.
simple things make me really happy, you know, like sitting there in the morning, every morning. I'm really obsessed with like sourdough with ghee and Vegemite. You're not Australian, so you don't know what Vegemite is. I've once
Yes.
had that.
No, I've had it when I was a
And
vegan. I
did you
got it for
like
the
it?
B12.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Not great. Like it's got shit in it, but I'm like, I don't give a like
No, I like
it's delicious
you
and salty.
crave it.
Yeah, it's but it's just
Yeah.
yummy, salty, and I love. And then I have one slice with butter and raspberry jam or strawberry jam, and I drink my coffee with my cola, and I sit there and think every fucking day, I just love this food. I drink my juice
I
every day.
do too.
I'm like, I can't believe I'm drinking juice every day, like twice a day.
I know that was the most off limits thing ever back in the day. Never drink your calories, you fool.
Yeah, I know. Or
Oh,
juice, especially juice, like orange juice or
it's all
fruit.
sugar.
I know. And it's
There's
just.
nothing of that, but no value in it. I'm with you. I have to have the bread. Like,
Yeah,
I
the sourdough.
started making it
Oh, good. Is it
sourdough.
vegetable? How good is sourdough? It's like, I reckon my favorite things is sourdough bread and sourdough pizza, potatoes, orange. Oh, and I love parmesan
I'm
cheese.
with you.
And parmesan
Oh,
cheese.
yeah.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Parmesan cheese. Oh, and ice cream.
I love it.
Ice cream.
Yes, and your creamies, I've had that Ninja, and I used to use it and put, cotton candy flavored whey crap protein with soy and sucralose in it and pudding. But now I use it, I make your vanilla with the egg yolks. It's delicious.
It. And it's low fat.
That's what I love. I like a creamy,
Yeah.
like
For
a
me
whip
too, me
ice cream.
too.
So,
Yeah. It's about so
So it's
cheap.
all
Like
good.
Häagen-Dazs is like bloody $12 a tub, you
It's
know?
crazy.
Yeah, the
It
Ninja
is, and it's
itself
just,
up.
it's very calorie dense. It'll
Good
make your
value.
pants tight real quick if you don't watch it. But yeah, it's your, I'll say this, and I really mean it. I put this in the app months ago, but my husband has always been into collagen, and I didn't really even try it until I joined your program, and then I bought it for him, and then I've been taking it, and I've been have to cut my nails. Like, I have never seen my nails grow like that ever in my life, and I didn't even know it was from that, but I recommend it to someone and they go, it's that stuff you're taking. And so because I was just like long fingernails that I really never had before. And so there's a time, we live in the US, so I had where I didn't have it, like I'd ordered it, but it wasn't here yet. And I had to go get something else, and it did nothing. Like, hands down, you have the best collagen in the world. And
I
so
totally
I
agree. The
sent people
saturé.
to
It's the best.
you, and I go, it's in Australia. I'm sorry, but it's worth it. That your niacinamide, I've taken the stuff that gives you, I thought I was having a hot flash, but I was that niacinamide that was like causing those like hives. There's a type that does that. Yours does not. The cascara I put in my coffee. I use the face lotion. I got it on right now. And your body lotion and your cleanser. So, I mean, I had to change all of that too, So I learned from, I listened to Emma and you guys had your podcast and her talking about skin and, I didn't even realize, oh, I mean, how back it's like so obvious, but your skin is, it's just like eating something, So putting it on your skin, all these things that we've trusted for years. So I'm a convert on all your stuff. So,
Dilemma.
but I'm not just saying that. I mean, literally, that your stuff is fantastic.
Oh, thank you. I will definitely pass that on. And to finish off, what would you say to a woman who is sitting on the fence about joining?
The fence, there's nothing for you in the past, because if it hasn't worked in the past, which it hasn't, you don't need to go back there. And so cross over, take a risk. But unlike all those other things in the past, this is, there's, you're designed to succeed. And so You can't really risk anything. It's just so, in comparison, the of what you will gain, it's just far outweighed. So do it.
Thank you so much. And thanks so much. That was brilliant. Thank you so much for sharing everything that you have. And I'm so excited to see where you are in another 12 months. But
Yeah.
it's really interesting. I was looking at your progress. That progress that you've made from the one, the 28, that was actually in 6 months, I think. Six.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've done that in six. Oh, seven.
I,
6 or 7 months.
something like that.
Yeah. Because I'm looking at, let me look at the date. Just looking at app, which is awesome.
Wasn't the best at weighing myself
29th of
either.
May. Oh, no, that was actually, it's been, no, tw that's 12 months. 29th of May was,
Yeah.
no,
I mean,
sorry.
it's coming up on a year.
It was 23rd of July. 23rd of July is when you were at 132 pounds at 28% body fat. So
Okay.
what's that?
But I was probably, I was there. That's kind of what I was hovering at. And I'd never been that chunky.
Yeah,
And
that's
so
amazing. You've done amazing.
took a while. It took a little while. And I know I hear you people say, oh my gosh, just started this and I'm about to quit because I see a weight gain. And it's because of, I think the physiological component of years of dieting.
Yeah.
But it works itself out.
Yeah, totally. Totally. 9 months. It's been 9 months. You've had that transformation in 9 months. Yeah, fucking incredible. Well, thank you again. That was brilliant. And if
You're
you're
welcome.
who's listening to this and you've been sitting on the fence, get off. Book it. You can book a free discovery call with myself or the team, and you just have a chat if you've got any reservations. But you won't regret it. And as always, take a screenshot of the episode and share it on Instagram stories and tag me at KITTYBLOMFIELD. And each month I pick a winner and they get a satchel of Saturé Premium Collagen. And I'll be back again next week.
Thanks so much for listening. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, or leave a review wherever you listen to your podcast. That helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. You can also keep up with your host and find her content on Instagram at KITTYBLOMFIELD. Once again, thanks for tuning in to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, and we hope you'll join us again on the next episode. Until then.